Should grown women be going to a sleepover? I thought it was okay until I started talking to you guys. We talked about that this morning because that's my wife's plans for her birthday weekend with a bunch of cousins I barely know. The story just gets worse.
Yeah, you're not really helping your cause.
You'll hear it all right now in the podcast. We also talked about...
longest pregnancy ever.
Oh my gosh.
And Chelsea's neighbors are awesome.
So awesome.
Yeah.
You'll hear it all right now on the podcast.
The Kelly Jordan Show.
My wife is doing something this weekend that I just find kind of bizarre for grown women to be doing, okay?
I'm intrigued.
Okay. So my wife, my family, my extended family, my cousins and stuff that I don't even really know all that well because I moved away when they were young.
Oh, sure. Okay.
And so I don't really know them that well, but they've really taken a liking to my wife. She's a very likable person, Brianna is.
Yep.
And so they invited her over. Her birthday is on Friday.
Yeah, girl.
And they said, how about on Saturday we do a sleepover at one of my cousin's condos? Now, I barely even know this cousin of mine. Barely know it. And I'm like, do grown people get together for a sleepover? And they called it a sleepover.
They called it a sleepover.
I'm not making this term up on my own.
Like you're 13.
Right. And so...
as an adult...
yeah.
We get together and get drunk and pass out.
It's like an accidental sleepover.
I don't think we ever refer to it as a sleepover. Right. In my friend group, at least.
I've woken up at friend's house and didn't realize I fell asleep there.
Yeah.
Now, I have to commend them because basically it's an excuse so that you can drink or have libations and
right.
you can stay up later. If you can stay up past 11 p.m.
Which my wife, since chemotherapy, has a really hard time staying up past 10 o'clock. See, she's going to end up with her bra in the freezer, isn't she? Isn't that what they do?
I mean, she could. No, what?
I thought that's what you do. The first girl that falls asleep, you put her bra in the freezer.
What sleepovers have you been to, Kelly?
I don't know. I was on an episode of Who's the Boss.
What the heck? No, but I got to applaud them for not drinking and driving.
Well, yeah, they wouldn't do that.
You have the introverts, though. I mean, when you become a grown woman, your standards go up a little bit higher. Sorry, guys, it's true. But, you know, when you're introvert, you're like, you know what? I'm out. Like, I'm done with the people, so I'm just going to leave at 9 o'clock anyways. I'm out.
They were going to go to a bar that's in the neighborhood first,
yeah.
throw some darts, have a couple drinks, then go back to a house for a sleepover. Ooh. And I'm like, I trust my wife that's all that's going on.
You know they're going to decorate. They're going to have mimosas. They're going to have breakfast the next morning. I'm so excited for them. They're going to have all their drinks at night. Everything's going to be amazing. They're going to have games.
Kelly's worried.
It's not that I'm worried. I just...
they're having...
My wife would not cheat on me.
Like, Thunder Down Under's not coming to the house.
Asterix, I don't think so. Asterix, what? She has every right to if she wanted to, because I make our lives miserable.
Look.
But I trust her.
I think you trust her, but I think subconsciously you're like, I don't know.
Here's the thing. It's almost like she's going out with a bunch of strangers. Yes, these people are in my family.
They're your family.
But I don't know them from Adam. Like, I don't ever, ever hang out with them.
Well, she knows them from Adam, and that's why she's safe. She's hanging out with the cousin Eves, and it's going to be okay.
Do you even know where they're going out drinking?
No. I have no details.
Okay.
No details.
So literally the details were I'm going to a sleepover. We're going out. We'll see you on Sunday.
She said, your cousins invited me to a sleepover. And she named off my female cousins that I have. They're all like in their early 20s too.
Oh.
Oh yeah, you're toast. Oh.
I didn't like that sound, Chelsea. I did not like that sound. That's a change in your tone is what that is.
Oh boy. Oh boy. Early 20s. And I'm in like my mid 30s. I mean, yeah. That's... early 20s is
it's a different Kelly.
It's they don't know their limits yet. They're going so hard. You're making bad decisions. You're starting off.
Oh gosh,
it's a different style of drinking.
It is pure. Let's get blackout. We might be going to the bathroom in a sink. We might not know where we're going to end up.
But it's also carefree living at the bar. How many free drinks can they get?
Oh yeah,
going out looking good.
Out the girls. Yeah, they're all going to be in their short skirts and they're like,
but hey,
crop tops.
What the hell, but, Chelsea? Ooh, a second ago, you were making me feel good. Now, hey. I'm looking at you sideways.
I have faith. I have faith in the kid. I have faith it's going to be good.
I think it's going to be just fine because when you have a flock of females like that, in their power, in their energy, it's very intimidating. They're not going to bring anybody home. They might.
Jenna texted me. This is basically a very elaborate way of saying they're having a girls' night.
Yeah.
Okay. Alicia says, we call those sleepovers a night away, which my wife deserves. By all means, she deserves a night away from me, especially. Hold on. We got someone on the phone who wants to chime in. Hello.
Kelly.
Yeah.
So I'm calling in. I have, I think, maybe a different take on the sleepover, quote unquote. I had a friend.
No.
Doing the old sleepover routine.
Can you hold on for just like one song real quick and we'll be right back?
You got it.
My wife is going to a sleepover this weekend with my 20-something-year-old cousin. Everybody was making me feel really good about it until they learned my cousins were in their 20s.
Yikes.
But I trust my wife. But you said you have a different take on this.
I do. I had a friend, dear friend, who was telling her husband that she was going on quote-unquote sleepovers, used the same exact phrase, which is funny because I never had heard a woman talk about a sleepover. That's what kids do. Like, women go on girls' trips, a girls' weekend, something like that, you know?
Oh, boy.
So she was telling her husband, and we were kind of all covering for her, to be honest, which was horrible because I loved him. But she was banging her contractor.
Jeez! Oh, I just put that right out there.
Why? You've listened to this show long enough. You put one idea in Kelly's brain. He's going to run with it forever. And now you have this to go.
The only thing that really strikes me as odd is you were, like, lying for her?
Not great. It wasn't great.
But if I can say this, all right, now, I don't know these cousins very well that my wife is going to this sleepover. I moved away when they were all very young, and now we're back, and they love my wife. But I would think that blood is thicker than water, and that they would not cover for my wife.
You would hope. You really would. But here's the thing. Now, you guys seem to have a great relationship. My friend and her husband were, like, never having sex. Her contractor was very hot and young. And so, I don't know. We just, yeah, I think blood should be, I do think you're much safer with that situation. But I'm also creeped out by the term sleepover.
You are not helping the cause at all. Now, how old are your cousins, by the way?
They're younger. They're like in their early 20s.
Like, do they go out and party?
Oh.
They do. But they love my wife.
Oh, boy.
But do they love me is the question.
I don't want to put this into your brain, but they might be going to the club.
This is coming unraveled real fast. Like, I was feeling good when we first started talking about it, and now it's just unraveling right before my very eyes.
You know what the worst part is? As soon as the mic turns off, I gotta talk you off a ledge.
I am going to trust my wife. Because she's never given me any reason to not trust her, except for all of a sudden she's doing sleepovers. But
right.
I am going to put 100% faith in my wife that this is on the up and up.
Yeah, I think that's really great. And I think my friend's husband also had 100% faith in his wife. But
again,
also,
not helping the cause. Brian, I'm trying here, okay? Guys, I am trying to stay sane about this, but you are not helping at all.
It's a cautionary tale. What can I say?
I'm going to get my wife on the phone. Can we take a quick break just so I can give my wife a call?
You're going to download that Track My Phone app, aren't you?
No. I choose trust.
No, you don't. He's downloading the app. No question about it.
Good luck, Kelly.
Have you guys seen this story about a guy in Australia who's in the doghouse because he lost his wife's wedding dress or fiance's wedding dress?
How did he do that?
He put it on top of his car. And he drove off with it on top of the car, lost it. He's now offering a $500 reward if anyone could.
How much was the dress?
$2,000.
Thousands of dollars.
Yeah, that's an expensive one.
Like the most important part of the entire wedding, and he just leaves it on the roof of his car?
He's got a lot going on, man.
Like, I've heard people leaving coffee on top of a car.
Right.
Never heard of clothing items on top of a car and driving off. It's kind of like when you drive down the highway and you see shoes in the middle. How is that out there?
Just one shoe.
Hey, okay. Where's the other one?
This thing is going to be run over. It's going to be an awful shape.
Yeah.
It probably has caused 20 accidents already. Oh, my gosh. How did the bride feel? Oh.
You know what's funny? We don't even know where my wife's wedding dress is. Like, this should be a very important thing. Because we've stayed married, so it should be, you know. It's not like, you know, a dress where we got divorced and she's like, I hate this thing.
Normally, as soon as you're done with the wedding, they preserve the dress. In fact, when they sell it to you, they go through this process already. Like, after you purchased it.
Well, we've just moved so many times. I think we like had somebody hold it for us one time and we don't remember who.
Just in someone else's closet.
Yeah.
But what are you gonna do with it?
So we moved from when we got married a couple months later. We moved from Texas to Minnesota. Then we moved from Minnesota back to Texas. Then we moved from Corpus Christi, Texas to Austin. Like, we've moved so much, we have no idea where it is.
Jeez.
Where is it? Mine is in a bag. I used it in a photo shoot in 2020.
Okay.
With my horse, and I haven't gotten it cleaned.
My wedding dress is still at the store. I haven't bought one yet.
Yeah, you're just living in sin. It's fine.
That's
it's
all
no
I'm
big
doing.
Deal, Brian.
Hey, it's 2024. I can do that.
Yeah, we don't judge you. We
do
don't
you
judge
want.
You.
It's time now for the Small Town Salute.
We want to say good morning to everybody listening in War Road, Minnesota, population 1,800. War Road is also called Hockey Town USA for its strong hockey tradition. As a matter of fact, they've earned 4 men's state championship titles and 4 women's titles over the past 20 years and produced many NHL and Olympic team players. That's a lot of hockey tradition under the watchful eye of Mayor Robert Marvin. And that's why War Road, Minnesota, you get today's Small Town Salute.
That was your Small Town Salute on The Kelly Jordan Show. The Kelly Jordan Show.
Starting a new business is scary, and that's why Amber was on the phone with us on Friday, and we were going to talk to her on Monday, but because of weather, it was too difficult with her kids home from school, but we got Amber back on the phone today. Her and her sister were going into business together, and we're going to find out today how it went. I should say, too, that Amber quit her job 2 weeks ago to focus full-time on this, so she needs it to work.
Leaving corporate.
So, Amber, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. Well, how were sales over the weekend? How did it go?
Oh, I'm exhausted. Yeah, it was good. It was good. There was a lot of good energy. There were definitely sales. There were definitely some hiccups, including construction in front of the store, which didn't know was going to happen. So, like, jackhammering all around, which, you know, didn't make it as fun and whatever. POS system nightmares.
okay.
And you know, so there were things like that, but we did pretty well. And I think, you know, support from the community, from our families, you know, my husband has been an angel. It's just like, no, like, come on, like, it's, you know, this is just the first weekend, like, we're gonna keep going, like, I have a job and we could, you know, eat rice and beans for a while. It's that bad. Like, I don't think it's going to get dark. But, like, you know, just what I love is that everyone's like, no, like, we're going to do this. And every silly thing, stressful thing that happened, I think we were kind of freaking out and then able to laugh about it.
There's always going to be some growing pains when starting a new business. But so nothing that happened is, like, insurmountable, where it's like all of this can be overcome.
Yeah, I think I was hoping for, like, kind of almost double the sales we did, but it's, you know, it's tight. It's going to be okay, I think.
I can't believe they were doing construction. It's your opening day. You have, like, balloons out on the sidewalk. They're jackhammering. Oh, my gosh. I would have made each one of them buy something from your store after that and been like, come on. Oh, girl.
That was very annoying, and just, like, the windows dirty. And but you know what? I don't have to go to an office today. I get to stay in my workshop.
All right.
So proud of you. So proud of you. Way to keep your chin up and keep being positive.
I want to thank you guys for the support, and thanks to everyone who gave advice. I really appreciate it, and my sister really appreciates it. So thank you all so much.
Amber, have you ever heard of Kendra Scott before? The jewelry Kendra Scott? So
she's not up on things, you guys.
I mean, she's like a multi-billionaire now, but she started with making hats. She started making, like, these corny hats that she would sell online.
No.
And now she owns Kendra Scott Jewelry. My wife loves her jewelry. But you should read her book. I even read her book because she's so inspiring.
I check it out.
I actually knew guy. I knew a guy that dated her because she's from Austin, Texas. I knew a guy that dated her when she was making hats and then broke up with her. And now she's like a multi-billionaire. Had he just held on.
Oh, funny. So there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Right.
Kelly's saying.
Right. In a roundabout sort of way.
Keep it on.
Check out Kendra Scott.
But I will. Thank you, guys.
Amber, we know you're going to be successful because you got the heart, and that's the biggest part of it.
Oh, you guys are the best. Thank you so much.
Hey, Amber, would you mind if we checked in with you in, like, say, I don't know, what, 2 months maybe? We'll give it 2 months to go?
Yeah.
Would you mind if we checked in with you in, like, 2 months and see how your jewelry store is doing?
That's really, really kind of you. Yeah, I'd love that.
Awesome.
I always love talking to you.
Well, we got your information. We'll be in contact with you, and we'll find a time that works for you, okay?
All right. And I'll be listening every morning till then.
The Kelly Jordan Show.
It's time for the Golden Ring of Games. That's what we're doing, 3 and 5 today, where I'm going to throw out a question with many, many answers. You just got to get 3 of them in 5 seconds. And as you can maybe tell by the music today, we are going to be doing, as soon as the music starts...
So we had a club right
there
now?
There we go. We're doing baseball today for 3 and 5.
Hey-o.
Baseball questions. We got Tyler on the phone who's ready to play. Tyler, what are you up to this morning, man?
Just going to work.
All right. Big day ahead of you?
Yeah, big day. A lot of trucks I got to load and stuff.
All right, my brother. Well, you sound hyped and ready to go.
I am.
Sensational. All right. Well, here is today's 3 and 5. Are you ready?
Yeah.
In honor of the Twins regular season starting this Thursday, give me 3 Twins players.
Oh, don't watch much baseball, so I would have no idea.
We should double down. Kelly, give us 3 Twins players in 5 seconds. If you can't do it, we'll give it to Tyler.
Honestly, I was going to look to you, Brian, to see if it was right or not. You know what? I feel like we should hook him up because I'm asking questions I don't even know the answers to.
That's why I asked at the beginning, who's asking this question?
I was literally going to be like, Brian, is that right? Oh, man.
The Kelly Jordan Show.
My neighbors are surveilling me. That's what we have up today in Better Call Brian, as we are joined by Mike Bryant from the law offices of Bradshaw and Bryant. And Mike, this is actually Chelsea's story right here that she has going on in her life right now.
I'm living this. So, Mike, I have a couple of dogs. One is a little naughty. She got into the neighbor's yard, left a mess. And so we both rent, this neighbor and I. So I went and cleaned it up. It happened another time several months later. I cleaned it up again, tried to apologize to the neighbor, got the door closed in my face. Not a good relationship. Well, I got home one day and I see all of these cameras in her yard that are facing my property, and anytime that I walk out my door, there are strobe lights, and it is so obnoxious. Is this legal? I mean, can she do this?
Kind of weird for somebody that rents. Like, why don't you go find someplace else to live? That would be my start. I mean, it seems like a pretty substantial amount of money to spend on, you know, that kind of setup. If it's on her property and it's open of observations, then yeah, it's legal in that sense. Like, they're putting them in windows, or they're peeping toms, or issues like that. There would be other issues you could look at. Now, the strobe lights are interesting because, like, are the strobe lights what would be called a nuisance? So that they go off enough that they, you know, are like, you know, this is ridiculous. The wind blows and you get strobe lights in the middle of the night.
So what is the rule with surveilling now? Like, it seems like everybody has a camera on you all the time, or there's a drone flying over your house that's taking video. Are we just kind of throwing all these laws out when it comes to filming other people?
What are the laws?
Back in the day, didn't you need some permission to film somebody and then post it on social media?
Well, it depends on like what's out in public. So if it's out in public, then you don't really have a right to privacy to stuff that's out to public that people can just see.
Okay.
Now, if they use the video to make money, or they use it to do something, they gain something with it, then there's a question on whether or not they have a right to do that. So it involves a lot of really tangling factors. But the more we're surveilled, and the more we carry our cell phones, and the more all those issues come up.
Yeah, and this has freaked me out because we're on a dead end road. I'm around retirees. I mean, it's just a very, very quiet, kind of private neighborhood. So I'm out there even in the mornings taking out the trash in my giant fluffy pink robe. And now that I have these cameras on me, I just feel like I don't even want to go out into my yard because it's getting to the point where I almost feel harassed. And, you know, there was a twist to this story because she actually caught, it was my other neighbor's dog that was causing all the troubles.
There's
all along.
They're
all. So that was kind of nice in my favor. But I also, now, last question on this too. What is she doing, especially with my job? I am a public figure. So she is collecting images, still images and video of me. Do I have any control if any of that gets published to humiliate me or call me out either on social media or if she has her family coming over to watch me in my yard? I mean,
yeah, there's a creepiness about it. Depends what she does with it. So, you know, if she does something that is, you know, like I said, makes money off of or is outside of what we'd be in public, you know, or what you'd find in public, then, yeah, there's are things that can be done about that.
All right. Well, there you go. We always get to the bottom of it. We are joined by Mike Bryant from the law offices of Bradshaw and Bryant and Better Call Brian.
The Kelly Jordan Show.
Well, Chelsea is in the process of trying to move her entire life right now.
Ugh.
And as we all know, that's about the worst experience of your life trying to move.
Last time I moved, I was high on fentanyl. I was all banged up.
Rock and roll. That's what I'm talking about.
I didn't have to lift a finger. No, it was right after my accident. So I had to go from a 3-story apartment to this beautiful, like what is it, 1-level townhome. And now we're moving. Now we're coming closer to work because I'm over this commute, man.
Yeah, it's tough. It's definitely tough to do. And moving is about the worst experience you'll ever go through.
Oh, this is awful. And my man is opposite of me, right? So everything is organized. All the boxes are, we're like 90% packed, which is great. But now we're getting down to the wire. Trucks are coming in tomorrow. And he has this insane, stupid idea that we have to eat everything in our fridge and freezer.
Stuff it.
We have to drink all the alcohol that I've had for like a year now.
You could bring that in here.
Oh, God.
I'll send you home with a box. You can bring that into work.
You know what I'm down to now? I'm down to like rum, elderflower, liqueur, and something else weird. Yeah, so I got to
shake it up.
Drinks.
Happy Easter.
But dude, so I made this dinner last night, and it's just a hodgepodge of all this crap, all this stuff in our freezer.
Query.
Yes.
Is he against throwing any of it away?
I think he wants.
That sounds like the easiest option here.
Oh, it's only food.
I adore him. He's Gen X. He doesn't want to waste anything. Doesn't want to waste a single thing. So he's like, use it up. Use it up. And that's just what he says. And he starts throwing stuff out of the freezer onto the countertop. He's like, use it up. Use it up.
So you're just basically doing Iron Chef every single night with a mystery basket full of nonsense?
We packed our pantry.
And a cocktail that's absolutely disgusting.
Nothing like rum and elderberry to go along with it.
Oh, we have these seltzers from 4th of July that just taste like bomb pop. Diabetes. I mean, it's just awful, dude.
I do like the moxie, though, of we're not going to throw this stuff in a cooler and bring it with. We're going to drink it all here, right now.
So the Tito's is gone. That's been drained for 2 weeks now.
Just save that for last.
I know, right?
Save the good stuff for last.
Like all this
as a celebration.
Stuff. Dude, so, and our pantry has been packed for a week now. I'm like, we should wait. He's like, nope, box it up.
Yeah,
box it up.
It's tough. It's always tough, too, because then you get to that last moment, and I've moved a lot. And you get to that, you think you're almost done, and then you're packing up the moving truck, and that's when you start throwing stuff in garbage bags.
Right.
I have a box of mail from when we moved up here in 2017 that I haven't even gone through. That's been just sitting in the closet. And it was one of those things, it's like, oh my God, the junk drawer. Just throw it in a box.
We threw like everything out because he's a minimalist. And I'm a hoarder, so we have come to terms. And I do have one box. He's like, what the heck is this? Because it has pom-poms, artwork, and a yearbook. I said, that's my high school box. And he's like,
trash.
He's
yeah,
like,
throw that away.
What?
That'd be the first thing in the trash.
Oh, I'm so proud of that. It's got
you're
so many
memories.
You're in your
30s.
I know, but
turn the page already.
What are you waiting for the alumni cheer competition to go on?
Oh, man, my 20th reunion. I'm bringing my old pom-poms back.
It could happen. I still have the uniform and everything. But no, so I'm hanging on to that. That'll stay with me forever.
Oh, Lord.
Everything else has been thrown out. My mail, like you, Kelly. I've had mail that has traveled to 4 different states now.
Yeah.
And he's like, throw it away.
I'm always like, what if there's a social security number on it? What if it's a credit card application I accidentally throw away?
See, that is something you definitely would worry about for sure.
Oh, hell, that's why I got the industrial shredder now.
Those are pretty sweet, actually.
Hell yeah, they are.
Actually,
I like to play office.
Relaxing. No, I had a Workman comp case from back when I was at Starbucks, right? I got like carpal tunnel, like almost or whatever. And they're like, hang on to this paperwork for 10 years. And so I still have the folders. I still have all the paperwork. And finally, I just burned it.
Yeah, you got to at some point. You got to make room.
So I don't know what's for dinner tonight. We are down to King Crab. We are down to a slew of vegetables, frozen vegetables. We have no seasonings because those are all packed. We have salt and pepper.
King Crab just... Again, I want to know who signed your contract.
Yeah, we got to get a look at this thing.
Because I'm over here eating imitation crab thinking I'm on top of the world. You're over here with the king stuff.
Come on up because I am having my own booyah tonight. Everything's got to go and oh my gosh.
With a broth of Bacardi.
The Kelly Jordan Show.
Starting a new business is scary, and that's why Amber was on the phone with us on Friday, and we were going to talk to her on Monday, but because of weather, it was too difficult with her kids home from school, but we got Amber back on the phone today. her and her sister were going into business together, and we're going to find out today how it went. I should say, too, that Amber quit her job 2 weeks ago to focus full-time on this. So she needs it to work
Leaving out. Corporate.
So, Amber, how are you today?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. Well, how were sales over the weekend? How did it go?
Oh, I'm exhausted. yeah, it was good. It was good. There was a lot of good energy. There were definitely sales. There were definitely some hiccups, including construction in front of the store, which didn't know was going to happen. So, like, jackhammering all around, which, you know, didn't make it as fun and whatever. POS system nightmares. And you know, so there were things like that, but we did pretty well. And I think, you know, support from the community, from our families, you know, my husband has been an angel. It's just like, no, like, come on. Like, it's, you know, this is just the first weekend. Like, we're going to keep going. Like, I have a job and we could, you know, eat rice and beans for a while. It's that bad. Like, I don't think it's going to get dark. But, like, you know, just what I love is that everyone's like, no, like, we're going to do this. And every silly thing, stressful thing that happened, I think we were kind of freaking out and then able to laugh about it.
There's always going to be some growing pains when starting a new business. But so nothing that happened is like insurmountable where it's like all of this can be overcome.
Yeah. I think I was hoping for like kind of almost double the sales we did, but it's, you know, it's tight. It's going to be okay, I think.
I can't believe they were doing construction. It's your opening day. You have like balloons out on the sidewalk. They're jackhammering. Oh my gosh. I would have made each one of them buy something from your store after that and been like, come on. Oh, girl.
That was very annoying and just like the windows dirty. And but you know what? I don't have to go to an office today. I get to stay in my workshop.
All right.
So proud of you. So proud of you. Way to keep your chin up and keep being positive.
I want to thank you guys for the support, and thanks to everyone who gave advice. I really appreciate it, and my sister really appreciates it. So thank you all so much.
Amber, have you ever heard of Kendra Scott before? The jewelry Kendra Scott? So
she's not up on things, you guys.
I mean, she's like a multi-billionaire now, but she started with making hats. She started making like these corny hats that she would sell online.
No.
And now she owns Kendra Scott Jewelry. My wife loves her jewelry. But you should read her book. I even read her book because she's so inspiring.
Check it out.
I actually knew guy. I knew a guy that dated her because she's from Austin, Texas. I knew a guy that dated her when she was making hats and then broke up with her. And now she's like a multi-billionaire. Had he just held on.
Oh, funny. So there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Right. Kelly's right. In a roundabout sort of way.
Just keep on keeping on.
Check out Kendra Scott.
But I will. Thank you, guys.
Amber, aww, we know you're going to be successful because you got the heart, and that's the biggest part of it.
Oh, you guys are the best. Thank you so much.
Hey, Amber, would you mind if we checked in with you in like, say, I don't know, what, 2 months maybe? We'll give it 2 months to go.
Yeah.
Would you mind if we checked in with you in like 2 months and see how your jewelry store is doing?
That's really, really kind of you. Yeah, I'd love that.
Awesome.
I always love talking to you.
Well, we got your information. We'll be in contact with you, and we'll find a time that works for you, okay?
All right. And I'll be listening every morning till then.
Welcome to our first break of the day. We call it a bonus track, and we tack it on the end of the podcast. We talked about sometimes women got to snake the drain. And that's not a euphemism for something.
Not.
That's the actual truth.
We got the hair.
If you're eating something, maybe avoid eating until the end of the podcast. Just a heads up.
And Brian treats this place like a dorm room. We got that.
I'm trying to be comfortable at work. You want me to enjoy work? Let me be comfy.
You're too comfy, Brian.
You'll hear it all right now. We tag it on the end of the podcast for a reason. We call it the bonus track. And so I had to throw the car in neutral and let it like roll back down the driveway.
Oh.
So I could get my Tahoe out. But the tail end of my Tiguan is hanging out in the street right now.
Of course it is.
Because I backed it up a little too far. If a plow comes by, that thing's totaled. That thing's going to get creamed.
My favorite part about your car is that when you got it, you're like, this is a well-ran machine. It was a one owner in New York. And then you've had problems ever since.
With the
leaking hose.
No. I knew the sunroof leaked. I knew the sunroof leaked when I bought it.
And how long it took to fix?
About a year. It took a year. It took a solid year of my family breathing in mold spores.
And now then it's happening out in the street.
And then the fan now.
That's a problem. That's a problem. I fixed the sunroof. It doesn't leak anymore. The fan is a problem.
There's probably another one that we don't know about yet.
Could be.
Hey, cars are never-ending story of, problems.
But I will tell you, I love that Tiguan, and I love my Tahoe more. Like, it's like driving in a nice living room up to work in that thing. Like, the Tiguan is kind of loud on the inside. The windows never quite defrost. I don't know if German car makers just
chalk
never...
that up on the problems list.
I don't think he's selling it. I met the Tiguan last Friday.
It's a great car. It's a gorgeous car.
Looking car. And now she's halfway in the street.
But I had to drive the Tahoe in today, which is like a treat for me. You know, like driving a nice car.
Because that thing got heated seats and steering wheel.
And I can actually remote start it. The Tiguan, you can't remote start.
I love my Tahoe. Man.
You probably did that on purpose.
Mm. No, I didn't. Because the Tahoe is a gas guzzler. And I got an hour drive.
Yeah. That's true.
It's ridiculous.
Fair enough.
Hey, Chelsea, I'm glad you're back today.
It is so good to be back. We got 16 inches of snow.
Boom.
And ice, baby. And I don't want to say this, but sometimes our snow plows are making our life a little worse.
Don't watch your mouth now.
I know. But it was a amateur ice skating rink back home in the back roads. Well, it's a scary game of driving, but I am happy to be here. The interstate was nice.
Yeah. I got a question for you, Chelsea, since you are of the woman persuasion.
Yeah, I am.
So my wife's hair, God bless it, it's all coming back after chemotherapy, and it came back thick.
Yeah.
She has a mane now.
Mm. Mm.
And she's starting to shed again, as before.
Oh, gosh. I think I know where this is going.
I don't know if you do. Now, my wife sheds. I don't know how she isn't permanently bald. And now I have a wife and a daughter.
Both, all women shed.
Both shedding like crazy. I don't know what's worse, my dog Jack or the two ladies in my house. I don't know whose hair I have in my face more often. But so the drain in the shower gets clogged.
Oh, gosh.
And it's not just a hair clog. It's soap and it's... Look, it's just yeah. And so I told my wife yesterday, I said, look, man, your hair is growing back in, and I can tell because the drain is clogging up in the shower
again.
Yeah,
where you have a bath shower where your feet are now getting a soak.
But that's gross because that's all the really filth is. That's all the filth that you've washed from top down that now you're standing in.
That's so sterile. There's soap in it.
Is she gonna snake it? Now my hair is almost 3 feet long. And it's very, very thick. And my man's, I have hair all the time, everywhere, in our clothes, on the floor. I mean, when we vacuum, it's awful. Same thing happens in our drains. I like to snake the hair out, though.
Okay, good. That's what I was going to say. I told my wife, I was like, you have to snake that. Like, I can't.
That's on her.
I can't do it. I can do a lot of things. I can fix appliances because I went to school for HVAC. I don't know if you guys know
Did
that
you?
Or not. And so I can fix an appliance. I can, I don't know, I do dishes, I do laundry, I do everything else.
But you won't snake the drain.
When it comes to that drain, it is so absolutely grotesque, I can't do it. And is it bad to make my wife do it, is what I was going to ask.
No, I don't think so. I mean, that's kind of on her. It's a woman thing. You got to clean out your hairbrushes, you got to do your thing. Now, this has started fights in my house before, though, because I'm a blonde, I pay for it. And when you snake the drain, everything is coming out almost black.
Ugh.
And slimy, and it changes composition.
Ah.
And I was like, hey, that ain't my hair. That ain't my hair. what brunette is up in my house? And I'm like, oh, wait a minute. No, that's I didn't color my hair. But I find it satisfying. Mm. And then when the water finally does drain, it's so nice.
But you know what I have to do, though? I have to do the pee trap in the sink. That one I have to do on my own because that one gets clogged up with her hair too, and that's pulling out wrenches and stuff. I'm not gonna make her do that
in the sink.
There's hair. It's just in my bed. The worst though, if I can send out a PSA, and I know we've covered this on the show before, the thing you do where you post your hair to the wall of the shower.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
It's disgusting.
But I take it out when I'm done.
My wife won't, and so I go into the shower, and there's a tumbleweed of hair just. Pegged to the wall of the bathroom.
Yeah.
And she always knows when she forgets because she'll hear an audible from the bathroom.
And when it dries, it goes 3D. No, I try to clean that up afterwards. And I wash my dogs in the shower, too. It's a walk-in shower. So I have to really make sure to rinse everything because their hair is even worse.
Ugh. Amy texted in saying, I'm thankful for my boyfriend because he cleans the drains for me. If I do it, I throw up. It's disgusting. And it's her own hair.
It's true, though, but it changes composition. It gets slimy and dark.
It's the soap. It's the soap in the hair that makes it disgusting.
And that's what I tell myself over and over again. I'm like, this is clean soap. Clean soap.
I really hope nobody's eating breakfast right now because that just turned them right off. Yeah. This whole conversation.
They stopped listening a long time ago.
I got new slippers off Amazon, by the way.
Oh.
That was a huge purchase from the big spring sale that was going on. I wanted to change directions because I don't know how much more drain talk we could go through.
Is this an endorsement, Brian? Because you've been talking about this Amazon spring sale.
I know. I have. Because I was like, this is dumb. Because Amazon has a sale every other month, every other week.
True.
Went on there, got some slippers. I'm wearing them right now.
Awesome.
I'm wearing slippers to work.
Oh, yeah.
Those are nice.
That's not trashy.
Oh, you even kind of took the label off a little bit off the bottom.
Yeah, I tried to. It couldn't peel off. It's not trashy. It's comfortable. It's cold outside, Kelly.
Do you go to Walmart in your PJs?
No, absolutely not. Okay. No chance.
Oh. Because if you do, we have way less in common. We have very little in common if you go to Walmart.
You're telling me on a cold day, walking around with your slippers on at work is disgusting?
Well, I feel like it is. I feel slippers are home. That's a home thing. I'm old school. I have respect for my workplace.
So do I. That's why they're brand new.
I don't even like wearing a baseball cap to work, but I have to in these times.
Look at you to keep your head warm.
Because I wear a beanie at the start of the day, and then I don't want my hair to be messy at work, so I got to throw a baseball cap on. Because I can't put headphones on over the top of a beanie.
Wait, so you actually don't like wearing a hat to work?
I don't. I find it disrespectful.
Really?
I'm old school, dude.
I'm old
school.
I can respect that. I got on my work shoes. These never go outside. That's why they're so white. My K-Swiss. You remember when those were like super popular?
Yeah.
So I wear my boots to work, kick them off, and then I put on shoes, Brian. Actual shoes.
Yeah, I wore shoes to work. They're a little wet, so I put on the slippers. I'm sliding, I'm ripping.
I don't know.
First, it's the slippers.
This isn't your home.
It's the boxers.
Whenever I come in here and I see people doing radio in socks, I'm like, put your shoes on. This is disgusting.
Bare feet.
But this is where...
That's even worse.
This is where it gets confusing, because they always like, we want to make you feel comfortable here.
Right.
And I'm trying to be comfortable here.
With a certain level of decorum.
These are brand new. If they stunk and there's holes in them, maybe.
Can you imagine our grandparents wearing slippers at work?
Yes.
Never.
No, you can't. Unless they were a mattress tester.
Oh, gosh. They could have been.
Other than that, I don't know why you would ever wear slippers to work.
What a great job. So, guys, I'm moving tomorrow.
Hold on, Chelsea. We've been talking for like 10 minutes already.
Oh, yeah.
Can we hold this? Because I know what you're going to talk about. I want to talk about this in the 8 o'clock hour.
Let's do it.
Okay? Because I know what you're going to... We were talking before we went on air about this. And so... I don't want to keep on going. We've already grossed everyone out. We learned that Brian Riley has no respect for any of
us. They're new slippers.
At least you're not wearing a robe.
But we'll talk about that a little bit after the 8 o'clock, all right?
Rock
Is
on.
That cool with you? All right, let's do some history now. It was on this day, all the way back in 1794. The U.S. government establishes a permanent navy.
What year?
1794.
Okay.
That is not when this song came out.
So what, we were established as a country in 1776, right?
Yep.
So that's 20.
For a little while there, we had no...
Hey, it takes a while.
We had no navy for a little while.
Was it 18 years? Is that the math?
I think 16. 1776, right?
That's how long it took.
It's 18.
18, that is correct.
That's the first time I've ever done math right in the show.
I tried to derail it.
Thank you.
It was on this day in 1998. Don't want no short man.
Excuse me?
The FDA approved the sale of Viagra. No
short man. Why is this getting brought up on the show?
I remember the first time I heard this in a nightclub.
That was what she was singing about? I thought she was singing about like height.
You know, it's susceptible to interpretation, but
I've never heard this song in my life.
You haven't?
Never one time.
Oh my gosh. Dude, this was a jam.
What year?
This probably would have been about 1998, actually.
That was back in the clubs, Brian, when they used to exist.
I don't want to make you sound... I was six at the time, so I don't know if my mom was letting me listen to this.
You could have sang this song.
This CD came with a bottle of Viagra.
It was just this song on repeat. 15 tracks.
I'm serious. I remember I was in Prince's Club. It was called Glam Slam in downtown Minneapolis, and I heard that song come on, and I was like, my life has changed from this day forward.
You yelled shoddy yeah and went right in the middle of the dance floor, didn't you?
I remember the crowd going nuts, and I had never heard it before. And I just remember the crowd going insane when it came out.
What did you do when that Blue by Eiffel 65 dropped?
I never liked that song.
Oh,
of course
I
you didn't.
Love that
of course
song.
You didn't.
Oh my
that
gosh.
That song didn't have a hard enough edge for me.
Blue.
It was on this day in 2011.
This is just a very beautiful moment for me. I'm really so proud of Canada's talent.
Shania Twain was inducted into the Canadian Music Hall of Fame.
Yes.
During the Juno Awards.
Yes.
That was back in 2011. Man, it was way back in 2011.
Woo.
Pretty awesome with that. Celebrating some birthdays today. I had to bleep this one, but it was only the only clip I thought I could grab that someone might recognize it.
I don't need you to tell me how good my coffee is, okay? I'm the one who buys it. I know how good it is.
I love that movie. That's from Pulp Fiction. Of course, directed, written by Quentin Tarantino. Do you know how old he is?
Oh.
Quentin Tarantino?
Yeah.
Oh, he's a dark dude.
Yeah, he is.
I'm going to go 50.
You're a little bit low, Brian Riley.
I'm going to say 56.
You're both very low. Quentin Tarantino, the ripe old age of 61 today.
Really? Ooh. I just watched Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. The one with Leo DiCaprio and Brad Pitt.
Was that him too?
That he directed that one. It was his ninth film. It's so funny and good. It's 2.5 hours. It's basically the Manson thing, but
right.
If it didn't happen to Sharon Tate, if it went after the neighbors,
It
turns out. It's a really creative. It's a creative movie, and Brad Pitt hilarious in it. You got to check it out.
Also celebrating a birthday today. Sweet love.
Maya?
Mariah.
Dang. I got the first letter right.
Man, I love Mariah Carey. How old is Mariah Carey today, though?
I think she has a force field around her, just knowing how big of a diva she is since she's permanently 29. No, I'm going to say that she's 49.
59.
Mariah Carey falls right between that. She's the ripe old age of 55 today.
You ask her that, she's not going to say she's 55.
No
chance.
They need to stop letting her sing live, though, because she's still trying to hit them high notes that the good Lord just ain't going to let you hit after the age of 50.
She can do a few.
No, she can't.
I don't know.
Chelsea, you are being very generous.
She's not yelling at her backup singers singing her lines, and if she's not yelling at the lighting, and if she's not yelling at the people holding her up,
I'm telling you, I'm a Mariah Carey super fan, and I'm like, ugh, just lip sync. You can just start lip syncing. It's fine.